We're glad you're here. Good to have some visitors with us. And I do know that there was an additional announcement to be made, so let me make that. I know that in Vic and Phyllis's family, there have been two deaths recently, and one of those was an older aunt and the other one a nephew. Is that correct? So those are difficult things. The nephew's death was self-inflicted, and that's always a real tragedy for the family that surrounds them. So be mindful of that family. And he was from Idaho. Is that okay? Idaho. All right. So anyway, we wanted you to be aware of some of those things. As we get started this morning, you know, if you think back to the Garden of Eden, and in the Bible, that's the place that a description is given about how things start. And God decides to create man and woman, and as he creates them, the Bible says that he created them in his own image. In fact, in his own image created he they. And so both male and female are in the image of God. And as we read the story, and it's in a very narrative style, it's a storytelling style. And as we read the story, one of the things that strikes us from the story is that God gets along with them, and they really kind of like each other. You know, I can't remember where I was the other day, but I was with people that had known me a while back, and someone says, "Oh yeah, I remember the stories of you when you were growing up. I know what things were like." Well, yeah. That's the way we were. From stories, you learn certain things. And you don't necessarily learn the details. In other words, you may not have been too intrigued by how many steps we took back with the rubber inner tube when we shot my little brother out of it. But you would know something about the story that, you know, they were a little crazy and they shot somebody out of a car inner tube. And that's bizarre. And you'd be right. Okay, but you learned something about people. We learned something about God in the book of Genesis. And in that book, we find out that God created us in a way that is a lot like him. And his desire was to be with us. But in the story, we learn something else. In that story, we learn that sin is introduced by another creature. And that creature we describe as Satan. And he comes in and introduces sin, and that messes up the system. I mean, everything's going good, and then Satan shows up on the scene. And he shows up in the image of a serpent. And he deceives Eve. Eve eats the fruit that was forbidden. And I mean, we know the whole story. After that takes place, God immediately implements a plan to bring man back together. So no sooner is there a division between God and man than God's working on a plan to fix that program, that process. He wants something to come out to be different now. And the Bible is the story of God's effort to repair the fragmentation or the division between mankind and himself. Now, in the Bible, we learn a number of things. One of the things that we learn is that we've become pretty flawed in our thinking. And we believe that there are things that we can do that are healthy for us that aren't healthy for us. At some point in your background, somebody made, now this is kind of a bizarre one, but someone said, "Would you like another piece of pie?" If someone says "another" and the word "pie" is in the sentence, that's not good for you. Okay? You don't need more of that. Now, that's a physical health thing. But at some point in your history, someone in talking to you about an injury that you had with somebody else has also said, "You know, if we do this, we could get them back. We could get even with that. No one should treat you that way." And you get fed a lot of information that's in error in that way too, that somehow you ought to be able to retaliate and get even. And so we go through life with this real distorted view of what's fair and what's even. And we're constantly trying to fix ourselves. At our house, the other day, Orrin and Megan and Janet and I were down in Pratt, and we went to Jace's first fiddle concert, and it was pathetic. You have the video if you want to see it, but it's bad. But anyway, he has his first concert, and he's excited. And now if you ever see Jace perform the fiddle,